Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, 8:10 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining me now by phone, I hope, is Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. This is the part I've been dreading. Sheriff, are you there?
Hey, I am. I'm done with the ticket writing for the morning, hopefully.
Outstanding. Yeah, when I called you just a couple of minutes ago, you told me that you were out on the road on patrol in the middle of writing somebody a ticket, right?
Yeah, he passed me doing 110 and a 70, so I felt he needed some attention.
Okay. How'd he take it?
As well as can be expected.
Yeah.
Nobody likes getting caught, but hey, it is what it is.
Yeah. All right. So he's going to be extra late to work, I guess. I'm assuming, you know. So.
Yes. Yes. But now he has proof to his boss. Hey, look, this is why I'm late. I got pulled over.
It's not my fault. I was speeding. Oh, wait. Dang
yes.
it.
Yeah. Oops.
Yeah, so you, I mean, this is kind of, you know, it is a little bit unusual that you patrol, but you, this wasn't patrol, this is just you observed something, right? This wasn't you out on your hours, this was you just, you know, you're out and about driving,
yeah.
And, oh, look at that.
Yeah, this is me coming to work, and, you know, like I said, every now and then people need attention, and they get it.
So just one last question on this. So your charger goes 110?
The charger I had does 170. I'm in a Tahoe right now, so
oh.
I swapped over. Yeah, getting old is a bummer. So
getting down versus getting up into the car?
Yeah, so it's a little easier in a Tahoe. It's more comfortable, but it's still a police package, and I still get to, you know, go to calls and write tickets when I need to and that kind of thing.
Very good. All right. Well, I appreciate you keeping us safe. That's the job.
Last week, sir.
It was right. You had given us some of the details in this repeat domestic abuse kidnapping charges.
Yeah.
And of course we found out from the press conference more about that, but for the people who might have missed the news or didn't see, can you maybe just give us the short summary, and then we'll talk about the significance of this case, because I think it is a very troubling case all around. But what actually happened here?
So we'll go back a couple of years. This guy gets arrested by us, and basically what he did was he tied his girlfriend up and abused her. Now, fast forward, he gets sentenced to prison. He gets out early, of course, and he's been out like less than 2 months and does the exact same thing again. So we get the call initially, welfare check. These people see, the next door neighbors see this guy going out to a truck, getting a bunch of zip ties and going back inside. But, you know, that's obviously a clue because they know the background of this individual. And they call us. We get there. The deputies hear a lady yelling for help from inside. They kick the door. He runs from us, ends up getting dog bit. She's she's duct taped her hands and her feet. And then she's hog tied with a piece of rope between her feet and her hands, laying on her stomach. And the tape was on so tight that her hands and feet were purple in color.
Hmm.
And she had been beaten as well. So the guy's out less than 2 months, does the exact same thing. Obviously, you know, prison doesn't mean anything to him, and he's not going to correct his behavior. So I'm just hoping this time he goes for a lot more than 2 years.
So the thing that you were asked in the press conference about, you know, how did he only serve a portion of his sentence? I thought I read somewhere that maybe she had dropped charges. Do we know at this point whether there was any voluntary behavior by her to invite him back into her life, or was this just he came out of jail and went after her? Do we know anything like that?
No, we don't know exactly how that transpired, but I'll tell you this, you know, even if she invited him back to the home, it would have been out of fear. It wouldn't have been out of, hey, I love this guy. And that's one of the things we talked about too, is, you know, this is a cycle. It's a vicious cycle for these individuals that are trapped in relationships like this.
Yeah.
And everybody says, well, won't you just leave? Well, it's not that simple. And, you know, a guy like this is the guy that if you leave and go to California, he's going to find you in California and just, you know, beat you worse kind of thing. And that's the mentality. So we try to break the cycle, and hopefully if he goes to prison this time for 10 years or 15 years or whatever he gets, hopefully that cycle will get broken.
Can I think there are people, I think that it's very hard for what I'm going to call normal people, okay, to understand abnormal, abusive, the psychology, the cycle, the fear, the why would they go back to him, just all of it. But can you take for me, like, just give me that first off-ramp point where somebody who's in what seems like otherwise a normal relationship, what are some of the very early warning signs that they would encounter where they, if they don't, like, they might not recognize it in the beginning, but what does it begin to look like for people that wind up in abusive relationships?
Yeah, I would say this. If you're in a starting a relationship with an individual, and that individual has, I guess, a quick temper, it's not going to get better. If they can't control their temper initially in the relationship, they're not going to be able to control it in 10 years. So that's one thing to look for. And then, of course, obviously, if they lay hands on you, then obviously that's the biggest clue that you need to get rid of this person and as quickly as possible. And some people, though, some individuals, though, crave that kind of attention. And I say that because they grow up in an abusive environment and they see dad and mom and they think, well, that's how people in love, you know, express it, I guess.
Yeah.
And they don't know any better. They don't know what a loving relationship is like without violence, unfortunately.
And those are all, that's why I wanted to give people some, you know, if we can prevent it before it gets going, you know, and, you know, I know it's, you always think it's never going to be you. And then all of a sudden, and then it seems like all of a sudden, oh my God, what am I in the middle of? And how did we get here? And if we could do a little bit to prevent the getting there, you know, maybe we would help some folks. That's all I was hoping for. Cause it is just, it's so common.
Yeah.
It's so prevalent. It is so tricky to get out of. It's just, my heart breaks for these women and men sometimes, but particularly for these women. So,
yeah, and it does me as well. Over 42 years, I've seen a lot of it, and it's, you know, it's sometimes you think that, why don't you just get away? Why don't you just leave it? But, you know, you start getting into the mentality portion of it, and it just, you know, it's horrific sometimes. And sometimes it even ends up in death, you know, and I have no doubt that if he would have just gone back in to zip ties and, you know, the neighbor didn't call us, God forbid what would have happened. I mean, he could have just left her there and she could have died on the floor.
Yeah. Well, thank goodness your deputies got the call. Somebody saw something, they said something, y'all responded, and you may have saved her life, and you certainly have prevented anything worse from happening at this time. So that's the good news.
Yeah.
Sheriff Bob Johnson, always a pleasure, sir. I wish we didn't have some of these things we had to talk about, but, you know, that is the nature of what you do, and I appreciate the work that y'all do. Thank you for keeping us safe, and thanks for talking with me. I appreciate it, sir.
Yes, sir. Take care, Andrew.
818 on News Radio 92.3. Jimmy's got traffic for you. Jimmy?
If you're heading into Gulf Breeze from Pensacola, you can expect to see some traffic building up right outside Gulf Breeze High there, going all the way to about the Ace Hardware. And westbound from the Ace Hardware, going back for about a quarter mile or so. That's due to an accident that happened earlier, and it's just residual traffic. Should be clearing up here soon. And if you're coming in from Navarre and Gulf Breeze right after the Avalon Bridge, we are seeing some buildup there heading westbound. And going eastbound on 98 into Hurlburt Field all the way from Windhaven Beach, you're looking at about a 2.5 mile buildup of traffic going into Hurlburt Field. So expect some delays there. And in Pace and Milton, that traffic on Woodbine and Chemukla has cleared up significantly. Still seeing some buildup there. So you can expect some delays. And in Pensacola, just typical morning traffic building up on Burgess and Palafox right outside of West Florida High School. We should mention as well, there was a accident earlier, or actually a disabled car, rather, at Hollywood and Fairfield Drive, building up traffic in that intersection. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you've got a need for heating, electrical, air conditioning, or plumbing, you know, Peden, they will take care of you. In fact, they have been expanding tremendously because they show up on time, they do the work professionally, they follow up with you and make sure everything is good. And, you know, there's a 100% satisfaction guarantee, so you know they're going to do it right the first time. They have been expanding, going all the way east to Tallahassee over the last couple of years, and now west, not just in Pensacola, where they've been in Ellison Field for forever, but to Baldwin County last year and now to Mobile County this year. So they are, you know, very big footprint for that company and the people that they will service. Right now, you can get the best prices of the year on Briggs & Stratton standby generators before the storm season begins. Get $2,500 off a system through May. Also, to celebrate 55 years in business, Peden is offering a complete AC tune-up for just $55. Call today and schedule your $55 air conditioning tune-up and get more information at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Autotrader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Autotrader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KellyBlueBookKBB.com and Autotrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Bands on a Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Pensacola's own blues and soul singer Jordan Chase takes the stage. Jordan was featured on The Voice and American Idol. He's currently working on his first album with a Grammy Award-winning team from Nashville. See Jordan Chase at Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Join Bike Pensacola for their annual escorted slow ride through downtown Pensacola, Friday evening at 6. See Slow Ride Pensacola on Facebook for more information. Remember to help stamp out hunger this Saturday. Leave healthy, non-perishable food donations by your mailbox. The National Association of Letter Carriers help make this annual event the biggest single-day effort to help those in need of food. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I think we've seriously underestimated the beast.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange.
Even though that's the Echo and the Bunnymen version and not the Doors version. Yeah, it doesn't sound like Jim Morrison. Well, it's not. Good ears. But every single person in the known universe goes with their hands at that exact moment. We are all expert musicians when it comes to the key moments in the song. 823 on News Radio. It used to always be an issue for me with your good friend Jake, who now just hosts Pep Talk and was my producer for a little while. And for scheduling reasons, we explained all this when he moved off of being on the show. But that he always made me feel self-conscious because he's a drummer. Mm-hmm. Whenever I do air drums, and I just kind of wouldn't do it a lot in front of him.
Oh, drummers. Drummers are the worst.
So judgy.
They are.
At least you're a bass player, and I never play an air bass.
Yeah, I'm just playing root notes. I'll never judge anybody.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Now, flooding in Texas turned deadly over the weekend. A four-year-old boy was found dead yesterday after being swept away by floodwaters in the North Texas town of Burleson. In other extreme weather news, millions of people across the central U.S. bracing for possible tornadoes today and tomorrow. Boeing hoping to launch its first ever crewed Starliner mission for NASA. The test flight for the commercial space capsule could happen potentially by the end of the day. They'll be launching from Cape Canaveral on a week-long mission to the space station. And Andrew, today is the beginning of Teacher Appreciation Week, a way to show thanks to all of your favorite teachers The week traces its roots back to First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, and it's come to be known for a lot of things, including restaurants and stores offering some special deals for educators.
I think we all have that teacher, and hopefully more than one. We're like, that person cared about me, sparked interest in me, fed my desire to learn, all of those things. And, you know, that's, you know, we are who we are today because of teachers like that.
Absolutely.
And the ones we don't remember who also taught us and nourished us and, you know, and disciplined us and, you know.
Right. And as we get older, we just think, I can't believe they put up with us.
I know. Unbelievable. David, thanks so much for the update. 825 on News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you're heading into Gulf Breeze, we've been talking about this all morning, but there was a vehicle crash that is backing up traffic still. The crash has been cleared, but we are seeing some residual traffic really starting at Gulf Breeze High School, going all the way to the Ace Hardware right after the Bob Sykes Bridge. So you can expect some delays there. And if you are heading eastbound on 98 at Windhaven Beach, you are backed up for about 2.5 miles going into Hurlburt Field. So expect some delays there. Otherwise, looking pretty good here in Pensacola. Just seeing some typical morning traffic building up outside of West Florida High School on Burgess Road. And on Palafox Road in between Tahar and Cervantes, you can see some slowdowns scattered throughout the road there. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping, call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Pensacola Hardware is having its end-of-season blowout sale on heaters and fireplace accessories while supplies last. You can get your fireplace screens, your ceramic heaters, your outdoor fireplaces, LP gas heaters, infrared heaters, fireplace tools, Hotshot SS outdoor fireplaces, propane convection heaters, and electric tower heaters. And, you know, I know when it's 80 out, you don't think now's the time to buy a fireplace. And you don't know. Now is the time, because it's cheap. Then you have it for next year. Like, that's the idea. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown, 20 East Gregory Street, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, one of the 50 oldest in the entire country. They've been taking care of people, helping them build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851, and a great place to buy gifts for folks. I mean, they have an unbelievable houseware section in the front. 827 here on News Radio Pensacola. One quick note, do not plan to go to the base tomorrow to see the Blue Angels, or Wednesday or Thursday. The base is closed to non-military personnel for 3 days. There's some kind of a conference or convention going on. Then they have the whole base closed down again Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. No access at all, period, end of story, unless you have a military ID. So just be aware of that if you were planning. So no Blue Angels watching this week, which was kind of cool to see them come home. I actually did get, I got full video yesterday. I was outside talking to my my stepdad, and I thought, I think they're going to be coming home soon. And I will go ahead and I will make a video and be able to post it on social media and prove that it's real, that it actually happened to me. Because they always come by my house, always fly down Palafox and fly right by. I'm the, like, early warning system on the north. And they get finally towards the end, and they're almost out of my view. Right around maybe Brent is where they go smoke on. And it's pretty cool. I love it. So, yeah. On Facebook, by the way, there is a group, that, if you're curious, it's a Blue Angels practice info. It's not officially a Blue Angels affiliate, but they do a really good job of covering Blue Angels stuff. And they typically on a Sunday, they have an estimate of when the Blues are coming back. So if you're like, I can't go spend 3 hours on the beach hoping, well, you know, check out Blue Angels practice info. They're usually a very reliable source of information on this. They pay attention to the chatter and the departure times from the show sites and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, 828 on News Radio Pensacola. We didn't even have time to talk much about this today, but it is an important subject. The EMS director, David Torsell, remember the union complained about him and wanted him gone, vote of no confidence a couple of months ago. We had Wes Moreno, the county administrator, on the show. He said he would look into it. They kind of looked into it and said there's maybe some other stuff that they're following up on. Well, all of a sudden, on Friday, we get a note with no details whatsoever other than a thanks for your service that he's resigned. Now, I think if you read between the lines, it makes more sense to say that he got resigned, that they didn't fire him. They didn't terminate him, probably because that would involve cost to both sides and downside to both sides. But he left, I assume, voluntarily with encouragement. Now, I'm not saying anybody's confirmed that to me, but why would he not be doing interviews, which the county said he's not doing interviews? Why would there not be an explanation of what job he's going to or what reason was given? Unless it was, you know, we looked into some of these criticisms and complaints, and we thought, yeah, this is not right. So that's my interpretation, reading between the lines of what I do officially know. Told that he would be out by August 1st, and as I have been told by folks in the building, the office is empty. So he's cleared out completely that they're, you know, not fulfilling. Again, this is what I've been told, okay? So if it turns out to be wrong, I apologize, but this is what I have been told. So big deal. Doesn't, I think, have anything to do with the $5 million vote on Thursday. We've been talking about that all morning. If you missed that conversation, go back and listen to the 7 o'clock hour, the first half hour, or the 6 o'clock hour, all of it for context and background on the podcast page at newsradio923.com. We spent a lot of time on that. Jimmy, we spent a lot of time on that today?
Yes, in the 7 o'clock hour, you did a nice recap in the beginning. So
very, very big stuff in Escambia County. And who was responsible and who knew what
Fox
when?
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. After nearly 3 weeks of pro-Palestinian protests on campus, the main commencement ceremony at Columbia University in New York is canceled. Palestinians in the eastern part of Rafah in Gaza are told to leave ahead of an Israeli military offensive.
It's being described by Israeli military officials as a limited-scope operation. This involves roughly 100,000 Palestinians. They're being told through not only flyers, but calls and texts to move to the Mawasi Humanitarian Zone, which is along the coast north of Rafah.
Fox's Jeff Paul. Arriving at his criminal hush money trial in New York this morning, former President Trump is asked by a reporter if his former attorney, Michael Cohen, is a liar.
As you know, they've taken away my constitutional rights, so I'm not allowed to answer that question.
The gag order in the case says he may not publicly disparage potential witnesses. He's been fined $9,000 so far for 9 violations with other potential violations under consideration by the judge. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. Right now it's 77 degrees and mostly cloudy in Pensacola. Florida Senator Marco Rubio chiming in on the war in Israel. He calls it a fight between good and evil.
This is Israel's war. We should basically say we are on the side of the people who were the victims on October 7th of a bunch of savages and lunatics who came across that border and massacred and killed and kidnapped and raped and took hostages back with them. These people need to be defeated. How is Israel supposed to coexist, to live side by side, alongside, next to these people?
Rubio on Fox News Sunday yesterday. He also commented on the college protests across the nation, saying anybody who visits the country and engages in those protests should have their visa suspended. Now, the investigation continuing after a 43-year-old man killed himself during a standoff with the SWAT team in Escambia County on Friday. That happened at a home on West Hope Drive. The sheriff's office says Connie Lee Bonner had broken a window and forced his way into that home with an assault rifle, then attacked a victim there. The victim was able to escape unharmed. Bonner then barricaded himself in the house. After several hours, Bonner's body was found with a self-inflicted gunshot wound by the SWAT team when they entered the home. Investigators say Bonner had been previously arrested for domestic violence with the same victim in October of last year. A 23-year-old man dead after an officer-involved shooting in Okaloosa County. That happened Friday. Deputies say they were called to an apartment complex for a disturbance where they encountered the man, who was armed with a gun. The sheriff's office says that the deputy acted in self-defense when he shot the man. The deputy was not hurt during the incident. He is now on paid administrative leave as that incident is investigated. University of Florida President Ben Sasse says there's a line between free speech and assembly and breaking the law. He weighed in on pro-Palestinian protests during an interview with CNN recently.
What we tell all of our students, protesters and non, is there are two things we're going to affirm over and over again. We will always defend your right to free speech and free assembly. And also, we have time, place, and manner restrictions.
And Sasse says protesters don't have the right to barricade themselves inside buildings or build encampments on college grounds. Protests against the Israel-Hamas war have been popping up at universities across the nation here in recent weeks. A Walnut Hill woman who was working as a clerk at a convenience store has been arrested for allegedly stealing merchandise and lotto tickets. 24-year-old Janie Kike facing felony theft charges. She was booked and released from the Escambia County Jail on $5,000 bond over the weekend. And the Jewish community marking Holocaust Remembrance Day today with prayers for the release of hostages still being held by Hamas and for an end to pro-Palestinian protests at college campuses. Rabbi Shiner Kaplan says right now it's a scary time for Jews with the global rise of anti-Semitism.
Holocaust survivor, how are they feeling right now at this moment? They're thinking to themselves, am I going to see this cycle repeat itself again? Because there are little traces, you know, it kind of looks the same.
U.S. Congress established the Days of Remembrance as the nation's annual commemoration of the genocide of 6 million European Jews in World War II. It's 8:35. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jimmy.
If you are heading eastbound on Highway 98, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up in Windhaven Beach heading into Hurlburt Field. It's clearing up a little bit, but still backed up for about a mile and a half or so. And I say looking better because it was 2.5 miles. So I'm saying mile and a half isn't good, but at least it's not 2.5 miles. And if you're heading southbound on Highway 29, you can expect to see a lot of traffic at the Kingsfield Road intersection going back for about a mile as well. Other than that, looking pretty good. Pace and Milton, you might experience some slowdowns before you get on the bridge coming into Pensacola. And in Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you're looking pretty good all the way into Pensacola, not showing any slowdowns or accidents that should be keeping you from getting into town. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today with a 10% chance of rain overall. Most of us looking nice and sunny, high near 83. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72. Very similar forecast for that Tuesday with mostly sunny skies, high near 85. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 73 degrees. We're going to keep that warm, muggy weather around for Wednesday with a high near 85 and a low near 75. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we've got 77 degrees in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, 78 also in Milton. And your money now. The market's off to a good start this morning. The Dow is up 149.11 at 38,824.79. S&P is up 23.11 at 51.50.90. And the NASDAQ up 80.68 at 16,239.01. Our 10-year bond rate this morning up slightly at 4.5%. Gold prices are up 26.30 at 23.34.90. Silver price is up at 89 cents today at 27.58. And Bitcoin down 3.32 at 63,588. Well, coming up here in the business week ahead, we're going to get the latest look at consumer credit. That'll be coming out tomorrow. The same day also will bring earnings results from Walt Disney, Reddit, Lyft, and Virgin Galactic. Boeing launching its first ever Starliner astronaut mission for NASA. The test flight for the commercial space capsule could happen before the end of the day today. They'll be launching from Cape Canaveral. And air quality managers in California sounding the alarm about Tesla and what they say is their impact on the region. The local air district accusing Tesla and their Fremont, California plant of emitting thousands of tons of illegal pollutants in recent years. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola, FM 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy. easy.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Sense is a little whack and my friends are just everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, as David mentioned to you earlier, it is Teacher Appreciation Week. This is the first day of Teacher Appreciation Week, and so we are going to appreciate some teachers. Here's what I want to know from you. This is a four-parter, okay? And just like a good teacher, I'm going to demand that you answer all the parts. You do not get partial credit. there will be points deducted for the parts you do not answer. I want to know the best teacher you ever had. I want to know what subject that person taught you. I want to know what made them special, like what made him stand out, and I want to know if you liked him at the time, because, you know, sometimes, you know, you had a great teacher that you didn't think was so great when you had him, and later on you're like, yeah, I needed that. That was really good for me. 437-1620. Best teacher you ever had, what subject, what made him special, and did you like him at the time? Four questions, answer them all. Make sure to sign your name at the top of the paper and turn in your material when you're done. Mm-hmm. 842 here on News Radio 92.3, 437-1620, 437-1620. I just figure this is a, you know, the reason I'm doing this, partially because it's fun to do, to give credit to, I mean, but most likely, unless it's a local teacher that other people had, they, you know, people may not remember, may not know. If you want to give a school, that's perfectly fine if it's a local teacher. For a lot of us, I know we're here from other places, and so, you know, I can tell you about my teachers, but they won't mean anything to you. And so in my sense, it's, in my view, it's not praising the people that other people know. It's just reminding teachers that, man, y'all have an impact. And you can make a huge difference on our lives, and we appreciate it. And, you know, if you really do it well, some of us will remember you. Which is, I still get students contact me from teaching them in college today. You know, God, it's been 20 years since I taught. And it's still, every once in a while, I get students will get a hold of me through Facebook, or even some of them have my phone number still. You know, and, you know, it's so... it's amazing. I mean, it's amazing how people can remember the impact that you had on their lives. 843 on News Radio 92.3. Who was the teacher that stood out to you, that helped and impacted you the most? What did they teach? What made him special? In particular, did you like him at the time? You don't have to answer all four, but I'm just saying all four would help me. I have like three that come to mind for me, three teachers that, you know, are at the top of the list for me. I think the number one, like if you say, who pops to mind immediately, it's got to be Kay Locker. Kay Locker was my fifth and sixth grade, I mean, you wouldn't really call it, I guess you call it gifted class is what it was, for English. And, oh, yeah, she was the best. And, you know, she knew I loved to read, and so found extra reading materials for me. And we did acting in that class. We got up on stage, and we did plays like The Christmas Carol and, you know, Antigone by Sophocles, and, you know, just did all kinds of stuff in that class. And we were a bunch of troublemakers. I will tell you that she was out for a couple of days, and we actually staged a protest in class with signs.
That's amazing.
No work for no pay. And like, we when she came back, we all got in trouble. She scolded us all real good. But it's also the kind of thing that I've always secretly wondered if she didn't think, those are my kids. Like, these troublemaker gifted kids are going to, you know, protest this poor substitute who had no idea what she was walking into. All right. Jimmy, you got a favorite for you?
Yeah. I mean, you know, when I was a Catholic, Mr. Lipscomb was my creative writing teacher there.
Okay.
And for the elective I had, he really got me into reading and writing.
Awesome.
That's awesome. And then I have three from our own Pensacola State College.
Oh, okay.
Amazing. So Mr. McCaffrey.
All right.
My English, you know, professor there, reaffirmed, you know, or, you know, my love for reading, you
That's
know,
great.
Continued there. And Dr. Rucker he's an American history professor.
Okay.
I don't know if you know him, but if you've ever taken his class, it was amazing. He would stand there, lecture about American history, only go to his notes one or two times, but it was a stand-up act, basically,
uh-huh.
A telling of American history. And then James Hightower, my legal professor at Pensacola State
okay.
College as well. He's a former attorney for Levin Papantonio.
Okay, so, all
those
right.
Those guys, shout out.
Hey, love it. 437-1620, who was your teacher or teachers that you remember, that you love, that made you love to learn, and what did they do? What did they teach, and what did they do to make you really love them? Or, you know, maybe you hated them. I had Ed Gorney, was our 7th and 8th grade in middle school. He taught us math, and he was a horrible person. But he was great at teaching. I remember one time, one of his rules in his class was, if you're angry at me, that's fine. I'll give you the first swing, and then I get to go. Oh, man, the 80s were a great time to grow up. Can you imagine the teacher saying that today? And he kept order in the classroom, and he taught us all, you know, algebra and algebra 2 in the 7th and 8th grade when that was, you know, advanced. So, man, a great teacher. I super remember him being incredible. I remember some of the assignments he gave us. You know, things like calculating the length of the groove on a 33 and a third RPM for Inagata DeVita, the only song, you know, a song that was a full side of a record that didn't have any silence breaks in between so it wouldn't mess up the calculation. Like that kind of thing. Like, I remember that to this day. And it's been, good Lord, 40 years since I took that class. That's pretty impressive. 8:46 on News Radio Pensacola. Somebody here says the best teacher is every drill sergeant. Teaching life skills, didn't like them much at the time. Jimmy's got traffic on the 5. Jimmy?
If you are heading eastbound on 98, you're going to see a lot of traffic in Windhaven Beach building up from the Hurlburt Field entrance. So you'd be expecting some delays in there. Otherwise, looking pretty good. You can expect some delays on Highway 90 coming in from Pace and Milton, but clearing up before you get to the Escambia Bay Bridge there. And in Pensacola, typical morning traffic building up on Burgess outside of West Florida High School. And on New Warrington as you come onto West Navy Boulevard is what that road is. So expect some delays coming on there from New Warrington. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the 5s.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to the text line here, 437-1620. It's National Teacher Appreciation Week, so first day. Let's tell me about your best teachers that you've ever had. What did they teach and what made them special? Mrs. Pirnie, P-I-R-N-I-E, I'm assuming is how you say that. 5th grade, 1965. She actually encouraged me that I was worth something. Oh, man, that's true, too. Like, the teachers that make you feel valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I know hard teachers have a tremendous place in the world and have made many, many great students. I don't work that way. I don't work well for the bleepily bleeps. I respond to positive encouragement, and so other people do as well. And, boy, the ones who make you feel like, you know, you can really accomplish something. It's amazing. Somebody here says Polly Clemens, elementary school teacher. She was happy and happy and loved her at the time. Somebody here says Mr. Dean, Carl's Dean Jr., Baker School, J. Rotzi. Loved him. He taught well outside the core curriculum, ensuring that we were prepared for life for many. He filled a fatherly role that they did not have. Mm-hmm. You looked like you wanted to jump in, Jim.
Oh,
we had
well,
some phone calls.
Yeah, Miss Tiffany called in about a Mr. Gowdy in Lodi, California. He was very clean cut, straight to the point. I think a lot of students really appreciate that sometimes. Don't need that extra, you know, razzle dazzle. They just want a little, you know.
The same advice I typically give to people who ask me who are, you know, in broadcasting of any kind, I give the same advice to people who are in teaching, which is be you and be the best one you can be. Be honest and don't make stuff up. And if you can be entertaining, that's helpful. If you can't be entertaining, see if it works, because it may not be for you. But, you know, if it's entertaining, it helps, okay, if they'll laugh a little bit. Let's see. Mrs. Trotman, Freeport High School math teacher. She was good with math and a good teacher. Did like her as a teacher at the time. My high school band director, 437-1620. My high school band director was a teacher who influenced me the most. Helped me grow in confidence musically and socially. Was one of the three teachers who encouraged me to attend Northwestern University. Demanding, yet kind, approachable, and was always willing to listen to our teenage angst, offering advice as needed. Everyone in the band adored Mr. Rouillard. I hope I got that right. And mourned when he passed away several years later. I remember, you know, I had a Terry Cox was our high school, like, social studies slash current events. I took him for U.S. foreign policy and current events in high school. And he got me into politics. So blame him.
Yeah.
Blame him.
You just called him out.
That's right. No, but he was the best. And he was exactly what you would think of in a great social studies teacher, which is he's, you know, angry at everybody because the whole system's all against you. And it's, you know, curmudgeonly anti-establishment kind of guy. But, you know, he taught us all the stuff. I mean, he taught us about Vietnam and World War II, and he taught us about foreign policy since then. And just, I mean, all kinds of stuff that I would never have probably cared as much about, but because of him, I do. So again, you know, blame him. 437-1620. Somebody here says, all of my teachers or events from the University of, I don't know what this is. Got a bad translation. Some university that has a, he's got a PhD from there. Coach Weiss encouraged me to be positive through the 60s and the 70s. My mother, because I was homeschooled, and also my father, who helped when he could. Huge shout out to all the homeschooling families out there who do homeschool the way it's supposed to be done. Boy, I'll tell you, my wife, she does so much. Oh, it's unbelievable. And I really thought going in that I would be much more helpful to her in this endeavor, and I have not been. She gets all the credit. But yeah, homeschool moms are the best. Oh my God. Because, you know, that is at least a full-time job on top of the job they do taking care of the household. And, you know, they certainly do that well. I had one last one. Who was my other one? Who have I said? Bob Lewis was my chemistry teacher in high school, AP chemistry. Bob Lewis was on the David Letterman show for being the best, like, chemistry teacher in the country.
Wow.
And we used to blow stuff up and shoot things off and destroy things with acid. And, like, he taught us chemistry. And my one thing that I was – my senior experiment, like extra project was – or junior, I think it was a barrel pipette filled with acetylene and oxygen. And you light it with a cattle prod mounted on a little metal rod and see how far it goes with a little bit of water in the base to shoot out for propellant. So I was
Was this man institutionalized? Or
no,
was he,
it was awesome. Oh. And I did a whole study on all that and different accelerants and different things. And I'm in the hallway shooting off these little barrel pipettes off into the hallway 50 and 60 feet. Every once in a while, kaplowy, because you get the mixture wrong. And
I can't believe they don't let kids do that anymore.
I've got all my fingers and all of my eyes. 852 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working. Or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step. And the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctor's not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMen'sHealth.com.
You've built up the equity in your home. Now, a home equity line of credit from PinAir Credit Union can help you put it to great use. So build something incredible, like a backyard oasis or new walk-in shower. Invest in something special, like education or your business. Or just replace your roof. Boring, but important. Whatever you need, a home equity line of credit from PinAir is ready and waiting. And since there's no annual fee and no closing costs, a PinAir home equity line is always a perfect fit. Get started at PinAir.org/HELOC. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Join Lori from Davis Hardware in U-Haul tomorrow at 10 a.m. on Pep Talk. Lori will be talking about what makes Davis Hardware your go-to place for those hard-to-find items and solutions for a happy home and a happy life. Your home is talking to you. Listen to Lori on this month's topic, Drain Cleaning Solutions on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Come! Come!
Good morning, 8:54 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. Oh, yeah. Is it Eamon? Is that how you say it? E-A-M-O-N? Eamon?
I have no clue
not
who this
really
is.
Sure. All right, fair enough. This is Money Money featuring Ghostface Killah, who I have none of his albums.
Oh, he's got a great album. He's
Does
got
he?
A great album with Bad, Bad, Not Good. Yeah, it's like jazz instrumentalism with like rap
okay.
over. It's so good.
All
so
right.
good.
I feel sorry for semi-aspersioning him. you would know. You're the musician. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you are heading eastbound on 98 in Windhaven Beach, you can expect to see a lot of buildup before Hurlburt Field. I know I've been saying that all morning, but it is still there. Has not died out too much yet. And if you're coming in from Gulf Breeze or Pensacola into Pensacola, or Gulf Breeze and Navarre into Pensacola, you can expect to see some slowdowns all the way from the Avalon intersection to the 3 Mile Bridge, clearing up after you get into the bridge, though. And Pace and Milton, you are clear all the way into Pensacola on Highway 90, not showing any real slowdowns there. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. If you're thinking about that next vehicle or you've been putting it off, Frontier Motors is a great place to buy good quality used vehicles. 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition. Go try it. I mean, you've been putting it off because nobody likes doing this, but trust me, when you go there, it's just a different kind of experience. They understand nobody wants to be there, and they handle you accordingly, and they make it as easy as possible. You can sit in a bunch of different cars, drive a bunch of different cars. If they've got what you want, buy it. If they don't have what you want, then, you know, have them go look for it because they can. They can go find it if you know, well, I want this, but I kind of prefer it in black. All right, let's go looking for you, see what we can find. They'll do that for you. No worries. Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community more than 25 years behind the big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. I do want to tell, because Jimmy, you found this story entertaining off the air, and I don't want to deprive the audience. I was talking about Bob Lewis, my science teacher,
mm-hmm.
who, by the way, you know, locally, Lewis O'Rear, who's, I think, now retired, just retired, or is retiring this year or something, reminds me of Bob Lewis, so I think he'd be, I've heard so many good things about him up at Tate, Ransom, sorry. Anyway, one of the things, I told you all the crazy things that he would always do with us, one of the crazy things he would do, which is great, is, you know, dust is combustible. Okay, that's why grain silos blow up, is because dust is combustible. And so, man, all my best science and physics stuff I learned in high school. Anyway, he would take a paint can, empty paint can. He would put a little aerator, like a push, you know, you'd push bulb and it would expel air out of it. And he would put a bunch of sawdust on top of the aerator. And then he would put a candle inside of the paint can. Okay, so it's not going to burn forever. It's going to run out of oxygen. But then he would hammer it closed real tight. And then he would put a target on the ceiling and he would aspirate the sawdust and kaboom, he would hit the ceiling with the paint can lid. And, you know, it didn't usually get wedged there, but that was just recreation on a Wednesday.
I got to know, was there any protective gear being worn?
I don't remember if we, he was wearing eyeglass. I don't remember if we were wearing eye protection for that. We had it for other things.
He was good.
Oh, he was fine. You know, like I said, we all got out of there with our eyes and our fingers intact. So mostly. Anyway, that was just good times. 437-1620. What else do we have going on? I did manage to finally get down to Bruce Beach. It was a little bit at twilight, but I shot a good video. You can see me walking around. It's amazing. I mean, it really is. I had thought that it would be from seeing it through the chain link fence. The only drawback is right now there's not enough parking, and you can't park on Garden or Main. Sorry, I can't park on Main. They don't want you to park there. But it is fantastic. Even one of the like little things is, if you get to where there's, okay, going back from the water, there's water, then there's sand, then there's kind of a hilly area with some benches. Right on the other side of that semi-hilly grassy area, if you look down on the concrete, there's actually the concrete is made to show you the waterways system, like Escambia Bay and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, in Pensacola Bay. And you wouldn't notice if you weren't paying attention, and I was. I'm like, oh, and there's great playgrounds and stuff. And you can walk there and walk back and forth to Wahoo's right in front of Nick's Boathouse. So, anyway, very, very cool what they've got going on there. All right, very quick future news. will the Escambia County Commissioners take any responsibility for anything, even knowledge of the stuff with Ramey Edler and the $5 million?
No, that was years ago.
It has nothing to do with them, even though they were all in office and she tried to tell them what was going on. Listen to the podcast, the 6 and the 7 o'clock hour.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3.
WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.